We're back on In Focus News Radio, KMAN, here at 951. And one more item here on the general agenda here to discuss, and that's item C. The commission tonight will consider establishing a diversity, equity, and inclusion task force.
Yeah, so I think one of the things with this is, you know, back in June or July of this year, there was a lot of discussion about Black Lives Matter and all of the racial tension that was happening. And at that time, I proposed forming a diversity task force. And then, you know, everything else took over in life. And so I thought I would bring this back, mainly more on a broad perspective. I think when we think about our community, Kansas State University has lots of international students and international families, and they're doing a lot to, as far as initiatives, and made diversity, equity, and inclusion a priority, even by hiring two or three administrators just to address those issues. USD 383 has a diversity task force as well, or a diversity commission, and they have like 37 members on that. And I remember back about 10 years ago, I was on one of those, and I still am on this current one. So we have over, you know, 90 countries represented in USD 383 and over 40 or 50 languages represented. So I think there's this broad discussion to have to see what the city can do to make sure we are also doing our part, not only as a city, but as a community, to be more inclusive and more welcoming. We are doing a lot of great things in Manhattan, but when businesses or when you need a diverse workforce, we are losing out if we don't bring them into the fold, into the community, and have those discussions with them. What can we do better? Do we need to have, you know, Spanish in some of our documents? How do we make it more accessible for folks to be involved, not only in our community, but get a job here and then move to Manhattan? I think those are the discussions that I look to having with this task force. I've envisioned it about 20 to 25 members being led by two co-chairs, and giving direction for recommendations for the community. And then we have the Human Rights and Services Board, and that board will be a part of this as well. And they can take these recommendations and also make those proposals to the city commission. That's one of their tasks as a service, as the an advisory board for the city commission. So I think there are lots of discussions to be had, like I said, volumes of ways to think about recommendations and what we can do better as a community. And even for businesses, how do we attract more people to come here? I think there's a lot of communities that look at what you are doing to be more inclusive. And this generation, the young folks of today, they want to go where it's a vibrant community, but also where it has a variety of different people with different backgrounds to work together. And we need to move forward on some of those pieces and see what we can do.
All right.
So that's the broad stroke of it.
All right. I think that's a good plan, and we'll see what the will of the commission is tonight on that. I think that's an interesting idea there, and certainly one that will generate a lot of discussion here tonight. Ron, I know you want to get in a plug here for one of the consent agenda items here as well. Can we?
Yeah, as I indicated, there's a lot of end of year and renewals on that particular agenda, but one I wanted to point out on the consent agenda is a request by the Flint Hills Discovery Center Foundation. They have been doing some fundraising, and they have raised about $518,000 so far. They've also gotten $600,000 in tax credits awarded to them, and they're targeting about a $1.3 million project in the children's area of the Discovery Center. So up there on the second floor, where the playground and some of the activity zones have been, looking at just really transforming that to be more kid offerings, and certainly a major component, all through private fundraising. And so they're seeking permission from the commission to move forward with the request for proposals for design build teams to consider those options. And then when they come back, if the commission concurs and they come back with a recommendation, we would enter into some formal agreements with funding. We had a similar program at the zoo where the vast majority of the improvements to the zoo were privately fundraised. And so it's a great support by the Discovery Center Foundation. And we look forward to those modifications as well.
Very good. Mayor Reddy, I see you have some appointments also on the agenda here tonight. You'll be reappointing some folks.
Yes. I don't have my agenda right in front of me, but yes, I think, you know, advisory boards are one of the most difficult things that I found to do because some of them have a specific regional priorities or parameters, and getting people to be involved. You know, advisory boards are very, they're voluntary, and we have a lot of people that would like to serve on them. So I did reappoint several folks. Let me get mine up here. Like I said, just don't have it in front of me. But I think we have Kevin Bryant on one of the the advisory boards. Here we go. We have Carol Steven from the Kansas State University for the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Board. Mike Radier, I believe, I don't know if I'm saying that right, from the Riley County Commission to serve on the Riley County Park Board, and Adam Simpson to serve on the Social Services Advisory Board, as well as Joseph Edmonds from the Riley County for the Bike and Pedestrians, and David Souter from the for the Aggieville Business District. I highly recommend anybody that wants to be on advisory boards to go to our website and fill out an interest form. I think it's a valuable service for us when we make our decisions, and they provide a lot of input. And also it's a way of participating in our community. And oftentimes we consider their recommendations for a lot of the projects or funding sources and such. So those are some of the appointments that are going to be made this evening.
You know what I like to always say for people who like to complain about things that are going on in the city, instead of complaining, volunteer and do something about it and go serve on one of these advisory boards, because that's how change right. can happen.
Exactly. And people don't realize how much work some of these things take unless you get into the weeds of some of them. But, you know, there's a lot of people that are interested, and just take some time and get involved.
Absolutely. Well, Mayor Reddy, thank you for joining us. Ron Fear, we appreciate the time as well.
Absolutely. Thanks, Brandon. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brandon.
That's going to wrap up our show here for this Tuesday. Coming up tomorrow, USD 383, Manhattan Ogden Schools. I know we have Eric Reed, and I believe Carla Hagemeister will join us from the school board. We'll also have members of the MLK committee joining us tomorrow as well, coming up on InFocus.